The Presumpscot River winds 25 miles from Sebago Lake to Casco Bay, but migratory fish have been blocked from most of the system for more than 100 years by a series of dams. Last June, state and federal regulators and representatives of American Rivers, Friends of the Presumpscot River, and Sappy Fine Paper signed a so-called Settlement Framework Agreement, detailing when and where fish passage will be installed on 5 Presumpscot River dams. But the deal is drawing fire.
It's a bad deal, overall.
Roger Wheeler is president of Friends of Sebago Lake. The lake's outlet flows into the Presumpscot, and he'd like to see a restored biological connection to the Gulf of Maine. He says the deal doesn't go far enough and is frustrated that one of the dams would have no fish passage requirement whatsoever.
It's not going to help the fish. It's not going to help restore the fishery. It ends any chance of, in the future, of restoring the entire Presumpscot River all the way to Sebago Lake.
The Cumberland Falls Dam, at the site of the Sappy Mill in Westbrook, is the first obstacle fish encounter swimming upriver from Casco Bay. The deal calls for removing the dam by 2011. After that, fish passage would be phased in at the next 4 Sappy-owned dams upriver over the next 3 decades. Doug Watts, a member of Friends of Sebago Lake, says the timeline for 3 of the dams in the agreement is absurdly slow.
Those dams are only a 10-minute drive apart, and it's going to take until 2036 to get a fishway at the Gambo Dam. In other words, I'm going to probably be dead or in a nursing home before fish can travel about 10 miles from Westbrook up to the Gorham-Windham line.
And there's no requirement in the agreement for fish passage at the uppermost of Sappy's 5 dams, the Dundee Project. Watts says this is illegal, and he points to the state's precedent-setting legal battle over these Presumpscot dams, which tied fish passage to water quality standards. Sappy fought the battle all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and lost in 2006. The Friends of Sebago Lake are also concerned that the agreement was reached last summer without any public comment. When the group complained to the Department of Marine Resources, DMR invited them to a late February public meeting and agreed to accept written public comments for 1 week, through last Friday. But some conservationists say the agreement makes the best of a tough situation.
This deal provides the best guaranteed way to return native fish to the Presumpscot.
Attorney Sean Mahoney of the Conservation Law Foundation negotiated on behalf of American Rivers and Friends of the Presumpscot River. He says the process was complicated because Cumberland Falls Dam is not a hydro project, so conservationists had little leverage to push for fish passage. And he does not think fish populations will have recovered enough to require passage at the Dundee Dam during the 50-year term of the agreement. Sappy is pleased with the settlement, according to a statement from a spokesperson. And Sandy Court, who serves on the board of Friends of the Presumpscot River, says it will provide a boost for the river's fish.
It would open up the Little River, which is the second largest tributary on the Presumpscot, early on to fisheries restoration, and then other tributaries also as we move upriver.
Before being implemented, the agreement would need approval from the Board of Environmental Protection and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And the Friends of Sebago Lake say they will continue to fight for more and faster fish passage. The Department of Marine Resources did not return calls by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Murray Carpenter.